You're listening to The Casual Sound, and that was a band out of Sweden called Hater with the song Something. What do we got coming up there, Jake Ryan?
Well, actually, this is a Lenny set.
Okay. Well, so you just had the...
You're right. You're right. I'm the scribe. It is Cockney Rejects, Police Car.
All right. Here we go.
Freedom! There ain't no fucking freedom! We'll be right back.
Dubstar, Somatic Now, classic Britpop from the mid-90s. Before that, Shame with their fantastic one Rizla, and Cockney Rejects before that. Any thoughts, lads?
Oh, new toys. New toys.
So we should have brought a better mic for Lenny, but yeah.
One Rizla.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about that off air now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about that, and I could leave that tune on repeat. I could. I could listen to that tune over and over and over again. It's one of those songs. Beauty. Oh. Does that have the indie Waka Waka?
All right.
What's next?
Yeah. I think this is too much power in one person's hands.
It might be. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't be playing with it.
Sweet Lord. All right.
What are we going into?
Okay. So we're going to play. We're going to play a new track, new single from Tally's called Wound Up Tight. Hoping to get Dylan on the show. I'm sure he'd bring some serious spice and maybe a killer set list. And I know they're great to talk to. Hopefully we can get him to come in. There's a little bit of a new sound.
Yeah.
Sonically, it's a little different than what would be templatized, right? Was that the word we've made up and we're going with?
I don't think it's a made up word.
Okay.
For whatever it's worth.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But yeah, nice and beefy.
Yeah, smashing single.
There you go.
Yeah. everybody was flashing by me like images of tombstones. Images of tombstones. On a Friday night, I'd seen everybody looking for that little bit of honey.
Okay, that was Coolest Shaker with Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
And that was Jake Ryan pick. As we were doing that, Lenny passes me an article from 1997 from the opinion from the Independent, talking about Crispian Mills, the lead singer. I'll pick up where the article gets relevant, but Mills has not commented on the swastika alone during interviews. Hitler knew a lot more than he made out, Mills said in the New Musical Express interview. You can see why Hitler got support. It was probably the uniforms that swung it, he told the same publication in November 1996. Well, we know that democracy doesn't work. If we had a non-elected body that set the right standards, .. he explained to Melody Maker in January 1997. So this begs the question, can you separate the art from the artist? And Jake Ryan here said no, he cannot.
Yeah, well, first off, you know, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Second, all right, you cannot. All right, and you know, we've thrown this around, but for me, artists will tell you, you know, that at some point they have to come to terms with the fact that they put something out in the world and it's no longer theirs. Right. But I don't believe that for a second. There's always, you know, every artist puts something of themselves into their art. So this art is coming from the same source. All right. And you're telling me that artist as a whole is also separating themselves when they make this art. So, I don't believe it.
Okay, so great song though, right? And you also have three other artists contributing to it who maybe weren't born. I mean, he's Crispian Mills. He was the son of Haley Mills, who had all that sweet Disney money from the 1960s or whatever. You know, apparently a privileged white kid who's never actually known any struggle. Right.
Correct.
I don't know the background of the other three people in the band, but I didn't think that they were necessarily representing Hitler Youth while they were out there
right.
Doing their, you know, during when they released this album, K.
Right.
Which, as we understand, maybe it means coup. did anybody get my joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, who knows? Like, I know we said we weren't going to talk about him, but the artist who should not be mentioned. I mean, can you still appreciate his work, or are you like, well, no, there's too much of that terribleness in his work that I can't enjoy. I can't enjoy what I used to love about it.
It depends, because I know the person that wrote something is no longer that same person. I'm not even going to mention the song title, okay, but I'm just going to say that person now could not write that same song. They couldn't do it. It would make it disingenuous. And for me, I lose it when I disingenuous art is the worst.
So given that, would you have played that song if Lenny had presented the article, if he had told us what he knew about Crispin Mills before we chose to put that on the podcast?
I would have probably gone with something else. But here's my deal. I don't think anything else came of that. Did anything else really come of that, or was he just talking out his backside?
Well, and when you talk out your ass at that, here's the other thing. It's 1997 when you're saying it. Is fascism as much of a threat as it clearly is now? Is it more of an idea that, like, oh, you know, there was some good side to it, right? When it's not actually looming over your society.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to give any sort of...
Yeah.
I don't want to give any benefit of the doubt to anybody who's endorsing fascism in any way.
Right. There should be no safe harbor for that crap.
Hey, let's get into Morning After Girls.
We haven't
played them for a long time.
And they're great.
They are. We'll be right back. You're not even wearing your cans, so you can't even hear all the fun sound effects there. That was Trust a Fox by Stone Roses. So the reason I played that, oh wait, Lenny, what do you have to say about separating the art from the artist?
If you like it, tune and play it.
Okay. So the reason I threw that one on was because I had just finished up the Joy Division book that my good friend Michael had given to me like 2 years ago, and it takes me forever to finish a book. And lots of information in there about Martin Hannett, right? And actually Cabaret Voltaire, who I never got into Cabaret Voltaire ever. Have either of you guys?
No.
Like, I wouldn't have known about Cabaret Voltaire song if it came up and smacked me in the air. My friend Mark is a very big Cab Vol fan, so I reached out to him. I was like, where do I start? Listen to it, and I start hearing some Joy Division in there. I kind of get that they came from the same scene. It's a little too synthy for me, but whatever. So then I start looking up Martin Hannett. Like, what did this guy produce before he died? Because I knew he did some Happy Mondays. Obviously, he did Joy Division. And so I was digging in, and he did the Stone Roses early demo. And that song, Trust a Fox, was off of that. And if you're familiar with Martin Hannett's production, and then you hear that, then it makes a bunch of sense. So for that reason, I threw it on there. Wanted to give everybody a little taste and a little background on that. Before that, you heard Shaq with Time Machine, always a fave. And Lenny has some color on that. What was it about HMS?
Oh, that's off on their earlier albums, Water Pistol. And we're just talking about HMS Fable, which came out, I think, very late 90s. I think it's a totally missed and underrated Britpop classic.
Okay, and of course we went into Morning After Girls with the song Alone. That's where that set started off. Thanks for listening to Casual Sound. Jake Ryan, what are you going to end us with? I'm putting it on your shoulders here.
I don't know. Pick one from a Nazi and enjoy the track.
What?
Here's Morrissey with Disappointed.
Young boy.